Welcome to the Food Code. On today's podcast, we are talking about setting sacrifices instead of goals. A lot of times we think about all the things that we want, but rarely we actually visit what it's going to take to get there. And the reality is, bigger goals and bigger dreams come with far bigger sacrifices. So we talk all about that mindset today. And we also want to mention we are doing a big giveaway of Element Tea, our favorite electrolyte. We are doing a full 4-pack box giveaway. So what you need to do is you need to leave a 5-star review of the podcast. If you do not leave a 5-star review, do not send it to us. I want a 5-star review. Leave it for the podcast, take a screenshot of it and email it to us, info@fitmomlife.com. And we will pick a winner in the coming weeks. So without anything else, let's get into our Friday fire. When you look good, you feel good. That's the only way I feel you should. Coulda, woulda, never did it for you. Gotta do it for the love. Do it for the culture. Feel it in your soul, life like a roller coaster. Got its ups and its downs, but you gotta keep going. Don't stop when you still got motion. Stay dedicated, daily devotion. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, everyone. Such a good day of the week. I love Fridays.
I'm filming the next course for the Fit Mom Society today.
Yes.
All about heartburn.
I am going to start putting together the one after that, which is all about energy and brain fog and adrenal health. So many good things coming up. So if you are not in the Fit Mom Society, these are all going to be in there. So I would highly recommend joining the Fit Mom Society if you have not. We are going to be launching courses monthly.
Yes. So just to clarify, it is $28 a month currently. Prices will change. They are subject to change any day and time. But right now,
A bad day, I'm going to jack up the price.
No. As we build more value in here and as there's more courses and stuff, the challenges and things like that, some of them may eventually, be paid challenges, because people invest their time and energy where they invest their finances. And so right now it's $28, less than $1 a day to join the Fit Mom Society. And so here's what we've got on deck. This month, I'm going to be doing the holistic heartburn solution. Becca's going to be doing next month, energy, brain fog, adrenals, all that stuff. I'll be back in July with bloating and how to beat the bloat. Various things can cause bloating. So that'll be more of an in-depth one because bloating is tricky, right?
Bloating has so many root issues and it could be simple. It could be really complex.
Absolutely. Yep. In July, we're going to be talking about sex drive and libido.
Yeah.
Hoping to get the best sex doctor, or the better sex doctor,
yes,
on the podcast.
Yes.
Listen to some really interesting things yesterday, if you guys want to know.
Dude, libido and sex drive are really interesting.
They are. But she was actually talking about how if someone has a temperature, for males especially, if they're sick and they have a temperature, they're not going to have swimmers because your body is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was
that makes sense.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense, but it was just one of those things that I was like, I never think about men just being sick. Like, I just don't think about that personally.
Oh, yeah.
I don't correlate those
things. I'm sending Nick to get blood work, and I actually didn't send him last week because he was getting over being sick still. Mm. I was like, I'm trying to check your testosterone, and I don't want to check it when you're sick.
So she was saying it won't impact testosterone levels.
Just the quality of
swimmers. Just the motility and the amount of sperm and stuff like that.
I mean,
that.
Same thing with females. If your body's in a threatened state, it's not going to be optimal to conceive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, especially when we see people either really, really sick or really, really stressed out, like traveling, maybe there's a loss, their period's usually off, right? And they're like, what the heck? Like, I'm like, well, it's because your body doesn't feel like it is safe right now to be able to conceive and grow a baby. In September, though, we'll be back talking about mood swings, menstrual cycles. October will be inflammation. November is going to be all about cravings, sugar cravings, appetite, mental, emotional, physical. Where does that come from? And then we'll be talking about weight fluctuations as well. So we have the whole year planned out, and those are the courses that are in there. Right now we have 3 courses. So we have a gut health, hormone course, and drainage and detox, right? I think is our other one.
Yep.
There's so many things that we're producing right now. And then we have the live trainings every other week. And then on the opposite weeks of those, we have live Q&As. So you'll be seeing our practitioners in there sporadically, doing some lives, which mm-hmm. will be good mm-hmm. to hear from them. And so we're excited. The links are all in the show notes if you want to join the Fit Mom Society. We will be having a challenge for May. We do this every May, Fit Mom, Fit May. Yeah. And so that'll be coming up. So we'll give you guys some details and all the juicy goodiness on that. But today we are here for Friday Fire because yes. that's what we do. Even though we don't title them Friday Fire anymore, it is Friday Fire, which means some truth bombs and some hopefully, you know, tough love that helps you kind of take a step back and like analyze the situation. And for me, I just like those like aha moments, like, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I need to think a little bit differently. And this one's a little bit against the grain, to be honest with you. So I think a lot of times we set out, you know, on a journey with a goal. It's the new year. So we make resolutions. I'm going to be 20 pounds skinnier by spring break. By the way, it's totally unrealistic to do that from January to spring break time. But I
just want to create some expectations for people.
Yeah, I digress there. You know, and so you might even you set SMART goals, right? It might be something that's very specific. It's measurable. You feel that it's attainable, or you're tying specific like actions to it. You believe that it is realistic to achieve in a certain timeline. But I think a lot of times we don't realize that there are sacrifices that need to be made. And so today the topic is set sacrifices and skip setting goals. Because I think you have to really ask yourself, I know for me in certain seasons of my life, I have had to ask myself, like, what am I willing to give up? And you have all probably seen those quotes, like, what are you willing to give up most yeah. for what you want now? Blah, blah, blah. What is the thing that is missing for you? Like, you keep saying that you have this goal to lose weight, but then you're not willing to give up happy hour every Friday mm-hmm. night, or, you know?
Yeah. And I think another big thing is the mindset around it. A lot of people, if they do something that they feel to themselves is a big change and they don't see the results, it's like a, well, why isn't this working? Why isn't like, it should be working. I don't understand why I work out, I eat healthy and I'm not fit looking or whatever it might be. If I'm going through something that I feel should have changed an outcome and it didn't, I instead ask myself, what else needs to be done then? What am I missing? Like, it's not sure. It's a momentary like anger of, I feel like this is really hard. I'm kind of annoyed that it feels really hard, but it's never a screw it or a, why isn't this working? It's a, what else do I need to do? Like, what other steps do I need to take? I don't care about the fact that this didn't work. Okay, water under the bridge, information in my mind, this isn't the answer. What is the answer? It's just a, what's the next step? Because I'm not giving up on my goals. I'm not giving up on what I want, whatever that is, business, life, relationships, health, physique. It's a, what does it need to take? And I think a lot of people don't have that mindset. It's an anger if something that you thought should work doesn't work. And then you either give up or you keep doing those things, hoping that eventually they'll work, and they don't. And so, you know, it's, you got to change the mindset around it too and realize that, okay, maybe I thought this sacrifice was going to be it and it's not. Yeah. And then the evaluation of, am I willing to make that next sacrifice that maybe needs to come?
I was going to say, I think it depends upon the intensity of the sacrifice, right? Yeah. Like if you say, I'm going to stop eating ice cream after dinner every night, great. That, you know, will shave off a few hundred calories, you know, from your intake for the day. But is that going to be enough to mm-hmm. get you to a better place, maybe with blood sugars or sleep or weight, right? Probably not. Like there's probably a lot of other things that you need to look at in your day to day and think about, you know, where can I add more good in terms of food, movement, mindset, right? All of the inputs that you're listening to throughout the day and, you know, get away from some of those other things that you think aren't necessarily that bad, but are compiling so that you get to that ice cream bucket at the end of the day. And now you're stress eating it because you haven't handled, you know, what you needed to handle during the day or taken action, like getting outside and getting sunlight, and you just sat on your ass all day. And then you come home and you're like exhausted because you have not created any energy for yourself, mm-hmm. right? Like, I do think that there are a lot of people that could have better energy. And I think a lot of that comes from that you're not creating energy. You're not creating the hype. Like, you know, when we think about our day, I look at my schedule and I'm like, okay, this is what I want to get done today. Maybe I have three different tasks, or you could, you know, write these down as intentions or whatever you want to, you know, call them. But I'm a checklister. Like, I love making checklists, and I'm going to accomplish that. And I'll give myself little sprints in the daytime too, where like this 20-minute block is going to go outside and I'm going to go for a walk, get some sunlight on my eyes. Then I'm going to come back. I have 40 minutes and it's a sprint to do X, Y, and Z on my task list. I like to work in small blocks like that because my days get very, very busy very quickly. And if I don't think that way, I get very overwhelmed. And then it's like a little bit of, you know, the negative mindset that can come in, like all the things I have to do. And I try to reframe that into the things I get to do. Right. And we were just talking about this on our practitioner call yesterday, with one of our very complex cases. And, you know, I was talking to the practitioner about, I know that it sounds very woo-woo for some people, but there is power in sitting down with your meals and looking at your meal and practicing gratitude and being thankful and being grateful and looking at food as nourishment rather than, I got to eat another salad today because that's what fits my macros, or that's what's on my meal plan, or that's what so-and-so, you know, told me was healthy. And I think at the same time, right, like you get into these states and you get stuck and you don't get out of them. And so, you know, that's where I think you have to decide, like, what is the level that you are willing to go to of intensity with your sacrifices to get to your goals?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it will require more than just that one little thing that you're doing in the day that you know is not the best habit.
Yep.
It might require also really evaluating like the weekends. And mm-hmm. for a period of time, you're not getting donuts with the family on Saturday morning, mm-hmm. and you're changing what you're eating, you know, because you're in a more intense phase than maybe your kids are right now. And so you're skipping taking that chicken nugget off of their plate or whatever. I've been there. And those times, like when you're in it, it feels challenging, but it only feels as challenging as you tell yourself, because you can look at it as a positive, like, hey, I'm doing this for 14 days and I passed the test. We talked about that last week, right? Like, pass the test, prove to yourself that you can conquer this, and then you build confidence. And then all these other sacrifices that we're talking about no longer really seem to be a sacrifice, right? It really just seems to be part of who you are. And I think that's important too, because if you don't change who you are in a journey, like, you're really doing it for nothing, to be honest. Yeah. Like, you'll go right back to where you were, mm-hmm. maybe even a worse off spot if you are not really focusing on the internal components that are driving the behaviors.
Yeah. And there's a quote, it was an Instagram reel I did a while ago, and I used a Kevin Hart's like voiceover thing for like the sound behind it. And in it, he says, with new levels, there's new levels. When you reach new levels of things, it unlocks different levels. And the bigger the goals you have, the bigger the sacrifices you're going to make. If you just want to be healthier, lose a couple pounds, like, the sacrifices might not be that drastic, right? If you're trying to get to a physique that is stage worthy, or, you know, a physique that is very low body fat, or, you know, if you're extremely symptomatic and you're trying to get rid of all of your symptoms, the sacrifices are probably going to be pretty great. You're trying to grow a business to a multi-million dollar business. The sacrifices are going to be pretty great. And so be realistic with yourself of what you think you should accomplish with what you're actually sacrificing and doing. And this is something internally, I've been having this conversation with myself for the past week or two, because I am trying to get my physique to another level. And right now I can maintain pretty well at a pretty healthy physique. Like, cool. I want more. I'm greedy. I like awesome things, and it's something that I want to go after. The sacrifice of it is severe. And so I'm buckling down. But here's the other point that I want to make with this, especially when it comes to weight loss. That should not be a chronic month by month, 7 months, 8 months, 12 month thing. I will be in this for probably 8 to 12 weeks, and then I will be out. If that, we're going to see how my body responds. But like, if you feel like you have been sacrificing for months, if not years, with no yield to it, one, that's probably part of your problem. Two, you're not doing it right. Like, bottom line, you're either not making the sacrifices you think you're making, or you have gone so severe that it has started to create dysfunction. And so understand that, like Liz was saying, having kind of timelines and having these like time blocks and breaking it down into a day by day thing can be really helpful, but also having the bigger picture. When you go to commit to something severe, do you have a plan on how it's going to look? Like, do you have a plan on when it's going to be done, when you're going to add refeed days in, when you're going to take a break from things? Like, you need that mentally and physically. And so it's more than just, I'm going to start making this really huge sacrifice. Like, have a plan to it, you know, have a thought process around it. Don't only plan, because then you'll never take action on it. But there needs to be that bigger picture, and then the breakdown of day by day, what is this going to look like? You know, because otherwise we're in that constant wheel of, I'm going to make this really big change. And then we maybe do it a little bit and it gets really hard, and then we stop doing it. And then we're like, well, I'm going to now make this really big change. And then we never actually have this structured, effective plan. We're just randomly grabbing at straws, trying to make these huge changes that we feel like are going to move the needle. And if they don't move the needle in the time frame that we in our mind created, it's a waste. And so we stop, right? And this is where working with a coach of some sort, like, I look at everyone successful. Everyone that I look up to, aspire to be, you know, like, people that are in general just successful in all walks of life. I'm talking business owners, bodybuilders, you know, people that, trying to think of other, you know, really successful moms, like, all of these people have coaches in some way, shape, or form, whether it's a business coach, whether it's a health coach, whether it's a mindset coach. Like, they all have mentors, because doing this shit is really hard on your own. It is. Not many people can do it. And so I think it's really important to find someone that, if figure out where you struggle. Do you struggle with the mindset piece of it? Do you struggle with the actual plan of it? Do you struggle with execute? Like, where do you struggle? And then figure out where someone can help you. Because I really believe in the need for coaches if you have big goals.
Yeah. And especially if you just, I know myself well enough, like, I need somebody to be accountable to other than myself, right? Like, I have pretty good routines and habits, but I also like having to report in to somebody, especially in certain seasons. Like, did you or did you not accomplish these things? And just hold you to a higher standard. Or sometimes they're going to call out things that, like, you know, you need to be doing that are more important or more of a priority than what you initially thought, right? And that's that third party view, I guess I would say, more of that neutral view. And I think it's so easy, especially if you are a very busy person, type A, you have a lot of things going through your mind, let's say 1,000 tabs in your mind open at one time. I've seen a lot of jokes about that lately, and it's so true in terms of the computer, but also just the things that we're thinking about throughout the day. You get, you know, drawn into that, and then all of a sudden another day goes by, another week goes by, another month goes by, and you've not made certain things a priority that need to be a priority. And doing that requires you to make sacrifices with something else, right? And so this is where little activities like time blocking in your day, you say you don't have time right now for something, I guarantee you, you would find the time if it was a priority. That will, though, require you to sacrifice maybe saying yes to other things that you've been saying yes to, or changing, you know, other things around at home and asking for help, or whatever that might look like in your individual life. But I think that this is a really good way to think about things. If something isn't going according to plan, like, ask yourself, what else am I willing to do? What else am I willing to sacrifice? What else am I willing to give up if that goal is really what I desire? Put a smile on your face. Never let them take your joy away. Let the sunshine make your day. Take your hand of your love, wanna dance the night away. Or get away and escape on a vacay. Life's a marathon, not a relay. It's up to you to do what you love to do. Let no one stop you.